Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
News from Italy. It's reported that Italian rescue divers have found now the body of the last person missing. This is believed to be Mike Lynch's daughter, Hannah. After, you'll remember, earlier in the week on Monday, the British tech entrepreneur superyacht sank off the coast of Sicily this week. Five bodies had been recovered and they were still searching as of this morning for the body of Mike Lynch's daughter. And that latest news is that that body has been recovered. Now, staggering amounts of money are being stolen through rising cases of investment fraud, according to Gardaí. They say more than 13.5 million euro has been stolen this year so far. Since January of 2020, more than 75 million has been reported stolen through this type of fraud. Well, I'm joined on the line by Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Not at all. It sounds like you yourselves are shocked at the level of this crime.
Yes, it's been rising very much so in the last year or two, despite all the campaigns we have done. And I've been on this show and other shows, and we've done a lot of media awareness around this, and so has the banks and the Banking Federation. And there's lots of media awareness, and especially in the last 2 years. Like last year, there was about 28 million reported stolen, and we're still receiving reports from last year. That was over double what was stolen the previous 2 years. And this year is on a par with last year. And because of the lag in reports, it probably will be higher than last year.
All right. And it's interesting to see that the majority of the victims are male.
Yeah, the majority of males over 60 years of age are most at risk of becoming victims of investment frauds. 64% of victims over the last 4 years were male and 36% were females. Men over 60 made up 26% of victims. Men over 40 made up 51% of victims. I suppose maybe it's because money to invest maybe are more risk takers as well in relation to investment. These are ordinary people who are losing money. These are ordinary people who are losing their nest eggs, or losing their pension pots, or losing their retirement funds. Mm. They're seeing opportunities. They're seeing ads on social media where good returns are seen, very slick ads in relation to investing in cryptocurrency. Some of these use high profile people to advertise these ads, and they look as if, it must be right because such and such is advertising it. And they are very, very then quickly bought into it by very good fraudsters.
All right. And often these ads, they will look as though they will purport to be coming from a reputable company that we might all be familiar with.
Oh, absolutely. And you have totally cloned ones. You have totally cloned websites. You have ones purporting them to be from UK banks offering investments. Again, these guys are cute. They don't offer huge, unbelievable investment returns. It's just something that's better than what you would get in the normal high street banks. And it's all about encouraging the people into the fraud. They encourage them initially to invest small. They invest small. They may even get some returns on it, which leads them into investing more and perhaps even ensnaring some of their friends and colleagues into it as well. Mm-hmm. And it's only when these people the victims try to take out their money, they realise they've been a victim of a very elaborate and sophisticated fraud.
And you've one example today, and I mean, but you just wince when you see it, someone who lost €250,000 to one of these scams.
Yeah, that's just one of many that could have been picked. This person was came across a trading broker online, initially invested a very small amount of money. He upped his equity. He was unable to withdraw the money and didn't realise that he had been a victim of a huge financial loss. As you said, you have $250,000. And there are lots of similar cases.
Never to be seen again, that money.
It is very difficult to recover the money in these frauds because of the lag. We do have success, but you have a very small window of opportunity. We do have some success abroad. I would say, on a rough figure, we've probably recovered 6-8 million in the last couple of years. but it's a small window. You have a very small window of opportunity with foreign police forces to get, because the money is then moved from another bank account and it goes into cryptocurrency again. It's quite hard to trace it and recover it. But because of the lag, sometimes it could be 6 months before the person realizes. Could be more, it could be a year before that they've been a victim, and at that stage it's next to impossible.
And then we know, Michael, as well, that people are embarrassed still, aren't they, to report this crime?
Yes, there are. There is an embarrassment there. They don't want to tell family. They don't want to tell their spouses. They don't want to tell their children, because this fraud, to a degree, can be intergenerational. This could be the money they were saving up to give to a son or a daughter as a deposit on a house. It could be the money they're saving for lots of things as they grow older. So there is absolutely embarrassment there, but there is no need to be embarrassed. You were a victim of a crime. You were a victim of what is called social engineering. These guys put a lot of time and effort into it, into reeling you in. The fishing analogy is very apt here as well, where they cast the net wide and they reel in their prey, reel in their victims.
All right. And obviously the message is for people to be extremely careful when they're deciding to invest their hard-earned money over a lifetime, you know?
Yeah, the advice, first of all, is there's a number of things you should not do. And one is take advice on investment from a random unknown person who contacts you out of the blue that you've never met physically, that you only see an advertisement on social media, or it's a cold call you receive. You should not invest any money without doing some proper research or due diligence in it. Just because it comes up on an online search doesn't mean it's legitimate. You should take your time. Don't jump into it. You know, it'll always be sold as, once in a lifetime. There'll be other ones.
Yes.
And you do not invest without getting proper financial advice. Go on to the central bank website and you report it to the Gardaí.
Well, it's a great reminder, Michael, for people to be on their guard. And let's hope those who are thinking about doing this take note and sit back and think about it before they hand over any money. Michael Cryan from the National Economic Crime Bureau, thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Now, coming up, we're going to go inside one of Ireland's true hidden gems, the ancient native forest known as the Gira in County Cork.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.